When Jack Flanders returned to that old mansion known as Inverness, he found a map displaying a secret room hidden somewhere within the mansion. The diagram showed six chairs in a circle with the lettering Steam Dreams. Later, searching with his friends Mojo and Claudine, they discovered the room. The floor, walls, and ceiling were covered with ceramic tiles. In an adjoining room was an old Victorian slide projector operated by steam. It's now the next morning. Jack is on the phone trying to locate a truckload of coal for the ancient steam boiler down in the cellar.
Shoot.
No coal?
Yeah. I tried the Yellow Pages. I even tried Google.
You tried eBay?
For a truckload of coal.
Have you asked Art?
Oh, good grief, of course. If anyone would know, it's old Art.
Oui, hello? Sanford, how nice to hear from you.
Uh-oh.
Well, I arrived yesterday. Uh-huh, yes? Why don't you? No, Jack's fine. I'll handle it.
Ooh, big problem.
Well, it turns out there's a feed store that delivers clean coal.
Clean coal?
Yeah, it's the only kind they sell.
Jack?
What?
I just received a call. Ooh. It was from someone we know. Ooh. I invited him to Inverness.
Mojo, what are you trying to say in your subtle, non-verbal way?
I'm just rehearsing my groans and moans.
So, Claudine, who called?
Sanford White.
And what does he want?
Well, he wants to see Inverness. Well, we have a room, don't we? Yes, Jack?
Do you recall what happened in White's castle?
Well, of course I do.
He used us like rats in one of his experiments.
Oh, come on, get over it.
After what he did?
Why are you so dark and negative?
You ought to plant some white seeds, Jack.
What?
That's what White does. He sows white seeds.
What white seeds?
If you plant black seeds, what do you think is going to come up?
What are black seeds?
You know, anger, jealousy.
Possessiveness?
Oh, yeah. And hate.
And distrust.
That's right. So stop sowing black seeds, Jack.
Oh, God.
And what are white seeds?
Love and compassion.
Sensitivity.
And awareness. They're all white seeds. Those are the seeds you want to sow.
And is this your gardening tip for the day, Mojo?
Whoa, the rain's coming down now.
Sanford White. Back in my life again?
Oh, I love thunderstorms.
What does White want? I mean, what does the man who has more money than he knows what to do with, what does he really want?
Man, look at those raindrops. They're the size of watermelons.
I'll get it. Hello.
Mr. Flanders?
Mr. White.
How nice of you to invite me to Inverness.
Think nothing of it.
I forgot to ask Claudine, do you have a helipad?
I beg your pardon?
A helicopter pad.
There's a pond with lily pads.
Are there open fields?
Yeah, there's a few.
That's all I needed to know. May I speak to Claudine?
Yeah, sure. Claudine, it's the White Seed Man.
Early the next morning, there's a rap on the front door.
Yes?
You Flanders?
I think so.
I'm Cole.
You woke me up to tell me you're cold?
Cole.
Cole?
C-O-L-E. Cole.
Oh, Cole.
I'm from King Cole.
You mean like Nat King?
Like C-O-A-L. Cole.
Oh, Cole from King Cole.
You got it.
Good.
Well?
Oh, you brought the clean coal. Oh, come on, follow me. I'll show you where.
Cole from King Coal backs his dump truck up to the side of the old mansion. He attaches a chute to the back of the truck, the bed rises up, and the coal slides down the chute and into the coal bin in the basement. It's loud, it's dusty, and it's anything but clean.
Okay, Flanders, that ought to last you.
Well, I hope so, Cole.
You own this place?
Yeah, I inherited it from my aunt.
I remember her.
You knew Lady Jowls?
Does she still haunt this place?
Of course.
It figures. Thanks for the business. You need more clean coal, give Cole at King Coal a call.
Collect?
What's that?
I won't forget.
Later that morning, Mojo and Jack are down in the cellar shuffling coal into the mouth of that old cast iron steam boiler.
Boy, all this stuff is dusty.
And they call this clean coal?
I think I'm getting black lung.
Maybe you ought to get a canary.
Yeah, I think I'll have to get a flock.
When they say black as coal, they won't get...
You know, we keep this up. We're gonna look like twins, Mojo.
That'll be the day.
Okay. That's plenty. You can shut this monster's mouth.
I thought I saw a devil dancing around in there.
I believe that means it's hot enough. Oh, I hope these gauges still function.
Man, this is a lot of work just for a night at the movies.
I see you boys got the old furnace fired up there.
Yeah, but the gauges are not registering.
Well, let's see what you got here.
Yeah, shouldn't they show some pressure?
You know what they need? Water.
Oh, man. There's no water in the pipe.
Oh, no.
Oh, that happens when you're doing what you don't know what.
There's some valves back here. You got a pipe wrench?
Yeah, I'll get one. You boys like living dangerously?
That wasn't our intention.
All right. Now, let's see what happens when we open the valves. It's easy like here.
That was demon.
I'll keep an eye on her. Why don't you two natives go get cleaned up?
Yeah, good idea.
Oh, my. Look at you two. I can't tell who's who.
See, Mojo, I told you.
Yeah. Should we do a minstrel show for Missy Claudine Master Jack?
Yeah, did you bring your banjo, Mr. Bones?
Oh, no, no. Go take a shower, both of you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm going to complain to Cole of King Coal about his clean coal.
Oh, now go. Get. Go, scoot.
And now, somewhat later, having cleaned up their act, Jack and Mojo return to the cellar to check on the ancient steam boiler.
Whew. It's getting warm down here.
Yeah. I hope we didn't overdo it.
You boys shoveled in an awful lot of coal.
Yeah, it burns hot, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was living hell.
Do you think it's safe?
Well, we'll see, won't we?
Art, keep an eye on it, okay?
We're going upstairs. See if we can get any steam.
I think you're going to be seeing a lot of steam. Yep.
Jack, Mojo, and Claudine return to the secret room hidden on the third floor of the old Inverness mansion.
Well, sounds like we have steam.
I never knew they had steam-powered movie projectors.
Open a valve and see what happens. Now, easy now.
Sounds like the plates are beginning to move.
I'm waiting for the movie.
I think it's winding itself up now.
Rolling around.
Oh, I think I see something.
Wow, the whole chamber is spinning.
How fast will this thing go?
I hope we don't find out.
Focus.
What's she saying?
It's out of focus.
Is the focus in the lens or in the speed?
I don't know. There are two lenses.
Try that one.
No, it's getting worse.
Turn it the other way.
Is that better?
No.
I don't suppose there's an operating manual.
Real men don't need that.
Now it's getting better. Oh, Jack, come see this. It's like a ghost floating in the middle of the room.
Maybe we're going to see a spook movie.
Jack, come here. Look at this.
Are you seeing a moving picture?
No, it's more like a slideshow. But look, it's all around you.
You can step right into it. It's like you're part of it.
Everything is shimmering in here.
What is it you all seeing?
I think it's the way the plates are whirling past the lens. They create a flickering effect that's kind of mesmerizing.
Yeah, but what do you see?
Well, come on, you two, step in.
Okay, why not?
This is strange. Man, it feels like I'm inside an old film.
Yeah, it appears to be a photo of a town. Or maybe it's part of a city.
Do you see the streets and the barks? You can move about within them.
Man, you just turn your head and it's like you hopped 100 yards.
It's like a dream, isn't it?
Maybe that's why they call it steam dreams.
Yeah, it's like being a part of an old photograph.
What kind of a camera could capture this?
Do you think it's addictive?
Why? It's just made of particles of light.
Yeah, but it's an escape from reality.
But isn't that why we go to the movies?
Was this city ever real?
Oh, it seems so real.
Yeah, how could they photograph it unless it existed?
Maybe they could take pictures of their thoughts.
I can't believe this.
Why? What are you seeing?
Well, I'm on a bridge and I'm looking down on a river.
Wow. Is the water moving?
No. The only time anything moves is when I move.
Whew. I know I'm walking around in some old movie.
Yeah, but did movies exist then?
I didn't think that holograms did either.
Jack, you said this is made out of particles of light.
Yeah, it's just a projection.
But it's also particles of steam.
You're right. The room is filling up with steam.
How did they do it?
And why did they do it?
That's like asking why take a photograph.
I'm checking out the people.
I haven't seen anyone.
They just started showing up.
Who do you see?
Oh, man. I see guys with top hats and women in big dresses and horses and carriages.
Are they moving?
No. They're all frozen in time.
Why am I not seeing this?
Maybe it's just the old shifting tapestry of illusion.
Yeah, but why are you seeing it and we're not?
I think you just gotta relax. Take 3 slow breaths.
The street seemed flat. Now I can see it's made of cobblestones.
Do you see that airship?
An airplane?
Oh, no. It looks more like a zeppelin.
Where is it?
It's above us.
Is it moving?
No, but you can move through things because they're just projections of light and steam.
You're right. The room is really filling up with steam now.
Oh, hey, Jack, you should see this. The end of the street. Look!
Oh my God. Mojo, take a step over here.
You see?
See?
Is that Inverness?
I think it's the original.
What's it doing in this city?
Maybe that's where it was, once upon a time.
Can we go inside?
I don't know.
Things seem to be going out of focus. Or is that just me?
Oh, things are beginning to fade.
Maybe we're running out of steam?
Man, did that furnace eat up all that coal?
I don't know, but our movie has ended.